would turn all a dark cloud to the bluest of blue.
Joe Val there. What a beautiful singer, beautiful person. Some people might detect a bit of a Boston accent in Joe's voice, and he certainly was from Boston. And when he formed his own bluegrass band a few years later, he called them the New England Bluegrass Boys. Joe was not apologetic for being from the North or for the Northeast, and Bill Monroe thoroughly approved of that. And Bill was very generous to Joe, and Joe just thought the world of Bill's music. And I want to play you one of Bill's famous songs here.
A little girl taken sick one evening, as she walked home from school, and then her death it made us so sad and so blue. Then she called me close to her bedside and whispered in words soft and low, tell mommy to come to me quickly, I want to kiss you both.
Well, Joe Val challenged us to do that song, and it was a challenge, and we put some work into it and getting these harmonies. I mean, to match that Monroe recording, those beautiful harmonies is just something, but it was up to Joe to carry the ball, and he did.
A little girl taken sick one evening as she walked home from school, and in her death that she called me, it made us so sad and so blue. Then she called me close to her bedside and whispered
gonna kiss them both and go. I hear a sweet voice calling way up in heaven on high. God has made room for you, darling. Oh, mommy and daddy, don't cry. Take care of my little brother. Tell him I've come to rest. I know his heart is broken. He's all that we have left. Then she closed her eyes for.
I hear a sweet voice calling, and a sweet voice in that case was Joe Val. And I just want to say a word about this recording. We did it in Boston in a room. It was a library, actually, a wooden floor with books all around. And the producer was Paul Rothschild, who had seen this music scene happening at the Club 47, and he decided to record it. And Paul later went on to great things and produced all the Doors records, among other things. So he had quite a musical journey of his own. So we were all standing around in a circle with microphones in front of us. There were no edits or takes. If we made some mistakes, we did it over again. So these are all live takes. So we cut all the bluegrass things in one day, and then Bill and I and Fritz came back a couple of weeks later, and we did some of this folk material that we'd been doing before we formed the bluegrass band. And this song I got out of the Carl Sandburg American Song Bag, and the chord changes were actually from a Sonny Osborne banjo tune called Banjo Boy Chimes, but I changed the tempo into a waltz tempo and made up a melody to it. And this became a pretty popular number for us. And in this case, Bill Keith was playing the art harp.
One morning in May, I spied a fair couple making their way. And one was a maiden so bright and so fair, the other was a soldier and a brave volunteer. Good morning to thee. Where are you going, my pretty lady? Oh, I'm going to the banks of the sea to see the waters gliding, hear the nightingales sing. Well, they hadn't been a-standing but a minute or two when out from his knapsack a fiddle he drew. tune he was playing made the valleys all ring. Oh, see the waters gliding, hear the nightingales sing. Pretty soldier, please play one tune more. For I'd rather hear your fiddle or the touch of one string than to see the waters gliding, hear the nightingales sing. Pretty soldier, will ye marry me? Oh no, pretty lady, that never can be. I've a wife in old London and children twice three, two wives in the armies, too many for me. When I go back to London and I'll stay there one day, and often I'll think of you, my little dear. And when I return, it will be in the spring. Gliding, hear the nightingales sing.
One morning in May, that's myself singing, Bill Keith playing the auto harp, Fritz Richmond on the washtub. When you make a record like this, you know, we made this in a couple of afternoons back in 1962, you never know what's going to happen to it. And about 10 years later, James Taylor was hearing this record.
One morning in May, I spied a young couple, they were making their way. One was a maiden, so bright and so fair, and the other was a soldier and a brave volunteer. Good morning, said he. And where are you going, my pretty lady? I'm going out walking on the banks of the sea, just to see the waters glide and hear the nightingale sing. Now they had not been standing but a minute. Out of his knapsack a fiddle he drew,
and the tune that he played made the valleys all ring. Oh, hark, cried the maiden, hear the nightingale sing.
Oh, maiden, fair maiden, 'tis time to give o'er.
Oh, no, kind soldier, please play one. For I'd rather hear your fiddle at the touch of one string than to see the waters glide and hear the nightingale sing.
Oh, soldier, kind soldier, will you marry me?
Oh, no, pretty maiden, that never shall be. I've a wife now in London, children twice three,
two wives and the armies, too many for me.
Well, I'll go back to London and I'll stay there for a year. It's often that I'll think of you, my little dear. And if ever I return, it will be in the spring, just to see waters glide and hear the nightingale sing. To see the waters glide and hear.
Well, what about that? James Taylor with Linda Ronstadt doing our tune, One Morning in May. So, as I say, you never know who's listening to these records, and some other people that were listening out there were Steve Martin, John McEwen, Jerry Garcia, and they were maybe not listening to me as much as they were listening to Bill Keith. And this is the first time this style of banjo playing made it onto record and made quite an impression on a lot of people. That's the great Bill Keith and the first recording of The Devil's Dream and the Sailor's Hornpipe, which will finish this program. That's from our record Living on the Mountain, made in 1962. So until next time, this is Jim Rooney. I'm in it for the long run. Thanks a million.